This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I'm joined in studio by my co-professors, if that's even the way you say it, Jim Stanley and Kendra Knox. We have 25 minutes of wholesome goodness remaining.
Wholesomer.
We are wholesomer. We make you wholesomer. All right, let's repeat our questions again for those who are just kind of tuning in.
The mystery question has yet to be answered.
I know it.
So
there's a T-shirt waiting for
call
folks.
Call in.
When they hear this sound. I'm just going to do that.
He's on fire.
He is. He's all just, over it.
He's ready.
Okay, question number one. In Scripture, how many times was a body of water miraculously parted? And this question was brought to you by my husband. He is the one that gave me that one. Question number two. Why was it called the War of Roses? A little history. And I will add one more. Question three. Paul was shipwrecked on what island?
It was the island of misfit toys, wasn't it? I'm confusing.
Wrong genre.
All right, I'm gonna have to add some questions. My questions are just getting answered left and right. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the service station where Gomer Pyle worked? Question number two, what was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal? And I'm gonna add a question. What is the only essential vitamin not found in the white potato? What is the only essential vitamin not found in the white potato?
You telling me we can get almost all our vitamins from a white potato?
It says here right on my piece of paper.
I've been eating French fries all my life. And my mom
made
me have multivitamins. What a waste.
That's right. I'm eating. We're going to McDonald's so I can get my multivitamins.
All right.
Except for one.
And mineral salt on top of it.
Yes.
There you go.
Except for one vitamin.
Which country produces the most coffee that has nothing to do with vitamins or potatoes? Which country produces the most coffee? True or false? Giraffes don't have vocal cords. And then lastly, what's a female donkey called?
By the way, if folks see me, I just realized that there are people
watching on Facebook
and YouTube, and I'm waving. My grandson is through the glass.
He's
outside
a cutie
the studio.
Too. He's
so he's
cutie.
Waving at his papa. And that's why I'm waving, folks, but I can wave at you too. Yeah. So all right, let's go back to the phones, Jim.
Yes, sir, we will. And we're gonna talk to Colton calling from Texas. Colton, pardon me, from Mississippi. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Colton.
Hey.
Hey, Colton. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to answer.
All right, which question?
The draft one.
True or false? Giraffes don't have vocal cords. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that is true.
I'm going to say that you, sir, are correct.
Correct. Good job, right. Colton.
It makes sense when you have the little, like, the animal songs. Nobody has, the giraffe says.
Yeah, right.
Like, he never says anything.
Nope. He just blinks.
That's a great tactic for, like, moms with toddlers when they're being noisy. Be like, oh, let's pretend to be giraffes, kids.
Or you can just do it the Italian way. Sit down and shut up.
That's right. I was going to say, we spend 2 or 3 years trying to get our kids to talk.
Yeah.
And then I have spent so far the next 30-ish trying to get them to shut up.
Yeah, that's right.
Colton, no offense.
Right.
we'd never tell you to shut up.
That's right. And besides, that's ugly.
That's an ugly phrase.
That's
some
an ugly
people
phrase.
Don't like that phrase, y'all.
And we don't.
Bless their hearts.
We didn't actually, my wife broke me of that habit with our kids. I didn't have to tell my kids to shut up much anyway. But when I was growing up, we heard shut up all the time.
I'm telling you.
You know, it was just a loud Italian household. And then when I married my southern girl, Mississippi girl, she said, we don't say that in the house. And you don't tell the kids to shut up because then they pick that up.
Well, it's harder to yell, be slow to speak.
Yes.
Be slow to speak and quick to listen.
Or I will not be slow to anger, I'm telling you.
Colton, did you have a question for us?
No, sir.
Well, listen, we're so glad you called. Have a happy new year as well as a great weekend. Moving along, Austin from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
All right, Austin, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
All right. And you can use more than one word here now, Austin. We've gotten 3 one-word answers from you. I know it says here you're 13 years old. I know you're talkative around your friends. So
he's trying to be slow to speak and quick to listen.
All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Austin?
I want to answer the one about the parting of the water.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, in Scripture, how many times was a body of water miraculously parted? 2 has already been guessed, and that was not correct.
I want to guess 5 times.
That is
wow,
correct.
Look at that. Hey, Austin.
Wait a second. Yeah. Austin just won a T-shirt.
He did.
Austin, a little extra credit. Can you list what any of them were?
Was it God, Elijah, Moses.
Correct. So he's listing the times. You're saying who parted it. So God, at creation, mm-hmm. he separated it. You said Moses, which would be
Elijah.
The Red Sea.
You said
Elijah and Elisha, both of them parted it. And then also the Jordan River was parted when the priests carried the ark across.
Nice.
Excellent job, Austin. I got to say I'm impressed.
I would not have thought about the parting of the waters in Genesis.
Well, I was going to accept 4 or 5 as an answer, honestly.
And you said your husband came up with that.
He did. He gave me the 4.
That's pretty sneaky.
Well, and I would say that I would have also forgotten about Elijah and Elisha.
Yep.
I always remember Moses. So I was interested in
hearing the
answer. Yeah, and hearing the answer. Good.
Boy,
excellent job, Austin.
Man, Austin, you made us better, smarterer. And for that, we're going to reward you with a T-shirt.
That's
smarter,
right.
Not a word.
No. Hey, all right, now, Austin, okay. I'm not sure we can be friends anymore.
That's part of culturally relevant.
We're just being funny, pretending to be smart, Austin. We are obviously showing that we're not smart by saying we'll make you smarterer, awesomer, and what was the other? I can't even remember the other.
Betterer.
So yeah, it's just kind of tongue in cheek there, but. Hey, Austin, now, when we're done with you on air, don't hang up because we will put you on hold, and then Cindy Roberts will get your information, your T-shirt size, and your address, and we will send you the T-shirt in the mail that you won, and so congratulations for that. Do you have a question for us?
No.
Okay, you don't. All right, Austin, I want you to say with me that you're a betterer person for being on this show. Can you say that?
I'm a betterer person
for
being on this show.
All right. Well done. I'm going to put you on hold, buddy. And congratulations on the T-shirt and great answer.
I really
like that. That was
very
a lot
impressive.
Of fun. All right. So we're moving along to Lee calling from Texas now. Lee, good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Lee.
Greetings, professors. How are you?
Greetings.
I like Lee's enthusiasm. Yep. All right. You come to class prepared and excited to learn. We're happy to see. Did we just lose Lee?
Lee gone.
You offended him.
Lee, I'm sorry.
Bye.
Sorry, Lee.
Lee, try to call back, we will try to get you back on. I don't know what happened there. He just kind of dropped off.
All right. So, I mean, we're talking Lee's excited and have a good click day. All right, let's try this. Wendy calling from Kansas. Are you with us, Wendy?
Hello.
Oh, more excitement.
That is.
I'm telling you.
Some excited people. Thank you, Wendy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, actually, Kendra got my, what's his name? The 8-year-old got Kendra, so I don't have one, actually.
So when you call, since calling, someone has answered your question. Do we have any true and false questions on the table that she could take a stab at?
I don't. Mine have been.
I don't remember the other questions.
All right. Here you go. I'll give you this one. You're from Kansas? What part of Kansas?
Topeka.
Oh, you got the answer correctly.
That's right. What's a female donkey called?
I have no clue.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Now, I thought I'd make it easy for you.
We'll give you one more shot. Wendy, do you watch the Andy Griffith Show?
No, I don't.
How about the coffee question? She could guess any country.
Yeah. Which country produces the most coffee?
Guess any country.
Ooh.
Hmm.
That's a good question.
I thought so. Thanks.
Wendy, do you drink coffee?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you could take a shot. Maybe it's the country of Texas or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
No, I don't think so. I think it's more like Mexico.
No, that's a great guess, though. They have some good coffee. They sure do.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I try to stay healthy. First thing in the morning, I drink Diet Coke.
Right.
So, breakfast of champions. All right. Do you have a question for us, Wendy?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Right.
Well, Wendy,
you are so great, professors. I've learned a lot from you.
All right. Well, thank you, Wendy. That's
God
very
bless.
Sweet. Thank you.
We
Happy
take
New
your
Year.
Questions or your praise, either one.
That's right.
That's right.
We will.
All right. Unashamedly.
Wanda, Illinois, welcome to Trivia Friday, and I understand you're a first-time caller.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, I got to tell you, Wanda, there are an awful lot of our regular listeners that are battling with envy and jealousy right now because they try to get on. You just waltz in, first-time caller, you're on the show. You're just living right, that's all. You want to ask, answer?
You wouldn't believe that.
What now?
Yes, I'm going to do both.
Okay, all right.
You said you wouldn't believe how many times you've thought about calling in.
Oh, okay.
Or tried.
No, I have actually tried.
Yeah.
Oh, first time she got in.
Right.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, what question do you want to try to answer, Wanda?
I want to answer about...
Answer what? About what?
It's a Jenny. The female donkey is called a Jenny.
That is absolutely correct.
That is
a Jenny.
Yes, a Jenny.
Oh.
I'm clapping for you, Wanda.
Oh, here. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll clap for you too.
I just thought the girl from Kansas was going to get that one.
You know, I kind of thought that too, and then.
Do you spell it with a J?
And I was like her. It's like I don't remember any other questions.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because it could have been Jilly. You know, Jack and Jilly.
Jack and Jilly.
That's very clever, yeah. That's very clever.
All right, Wanda, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Do you know what mammal has a poisonous, I don't know if stinger's right, it might be called a barb, but it has a poisonous location on its foot?
Yes, that would be the platypus.
That's correct.
Good job.
Look at you, Mr. Vitagliano.
Well, when it comes to platypus trivia, I am your guy. Hey,
me too.
Wanda, do you know what the plural of platypus is?
Platypi.
Platypi.
Wow.
That's right. And we had, over Thanksgiving, we had a platypi.
You had a platypi.
Yeah.
No,
we didn't really.
I would love to
you
taste
did not.
It.
You'd love to? Why would that's so random. Why would you say?
You would have,
I would love to try platypus.
You would have bragging rights in like any conversation. So
that's
like, well,
true.
I've had quail. You'd be like, well, have you had platypus? I have.
That is
tell
great.
You what,
that
you
is
kill
a
it,
card.
I'll cook it. How's that?
Deal.
Hey, Wanda, let me ask you this. I'm not really an expert. I'm not really an expert on platypus or platypi. But are those, there are none of those native, are they native to North America or are they South America or what?
No, they're South America.
Okay.
And I've already looked, they're illegal to have for pets.
They are legal to have for pets. And now they've got a duck bill.
Wait.
You ever seen
they're
that?
They're legal to have for pets?
They're not allowed.
They're not allowed. They are illegal.
All right.
Not allowed.
Okay.
Man.
So, all right.
I understand
that. That's what I said. Darn. Yeah.
Excellent, right. Excellent
crushing
question,
people's
Wanda. Yeah, crushing people's dreams to start 2020. Wanda from Illinois.
Bye.
All right. God bless, Wanda, and have a happy new year. Cheryl from Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Did you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think answer if it hadn't been answered.
Well, which one did you have in mind?
The cereal.
Okay, here's the question. What was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal?
I think it was Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
No, but you're close. You're close.
No?
You're within the same decade, but that is not the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal. When I give you the answer, okay, you'll go, oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
I would have guessed
But it was not
that.
Cornflakes.
Huh, that I had even written that down.
Really?
Yes, because that was going to be my guess.
Yep, it was. That is not correct. At least not according to the piece of paper that I have.
Cheryl, did you have a question for us?
No, I don't.
Well, listen, we
messed up my first time call.
Well, you didn't mess up. We had a good little short conversation.
It's about learning, Cheryl.
That's
about
right.
Learning.
Yes, let me tell you this, Cheryl, and this is the absolute truth. Failure is not a person. It's an event.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
So you are not a failure, Cheryl. You go forth. You had a learning experience. You got to learn valuable information. And next time, you will prevail. And my new book will be out.
All right, Cheryl, thanks for calling. Shall we talk to Lois calling from Texas?
I think we should.
All right, Lois, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you doing?
Actually, if that's a serious question, Lois, I'm doing very, very well today. It's Friday.
Good.
It was payday,
okay. Right?
It's a good day.
All right, it is raining. I do have that complaint. But that's not really a big problem. So
you know, it's a good day for me right now. After I finish off the microphone, maybe not so much.
Yeah, that's right.
But right now, it's a good day.
Lois, thank you for calling and being one of our students here on Learning University. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
All right, which question?
Okay, the breakfast cereal.
All right, what was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal, Lois?
Oatmeal.
See? Now it's
all right. Now that is an excellent answer. I was thinking cold breakfast cereal, but I did not specify. I'm guessing oatmeal probably is older than this, but I'm talking about one that people eat with milk. It's cold cereal. I'll give you another shot since I didn't specify. Cornflakes has been answer. Do you want to take another shot? This is a cold breakfast cereal.
I can only think of one other one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we'll have to.
Not really.
Okay. Sorry. You have a question?
According to my 95-year-old dad, he always told me it was the cornflakes. And then he said before that all they had was oatmeal. So I was just going by that.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm not okay. You're 95. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying the research, the careful, meticulous research that I did, Lois, that was not what I came up with. So please, is your father still alive?
Yes.
All right. Please do not tell him I contradicted him.
Texas.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right.
Tell him that Ed's
been... I've heard that story many times during my life, so I thought maybe that's what it was.
Well,
that's a great guess.
It is a great guess. What is your question for us? You have one?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Right. Maybe next time.
We're getting off the hook on
these,
aren't we?
I will tell you, please tell your father to have a great and blessed new year. And
with lots of oatmeal.
With lots of oatmeal, so... All right, Lois, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, Mary, God bless.
You know, Lois,
that's right. I'm sorry, we're going to Mary in Alabama. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to answer.
Okay, which question?
The service station that Gomer Pyle worked on.
Oh, okay,
on
great.
Griffith Show.
Yeah, let me go ahead and repeat that question. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the service station where Gomer Pyle worked, Mary?
Wally's
Filling Station. That's right. In early episodes, they never actually showed Wally, I think, and then later on, they had to have him. So, excellent. Are you a big Andy Griffith fan, or did you have to look that up, or what?
My husband is. And we know all the scripts by heart.
Oh,
wow. I was telling someone a couple of weeks ago when I asked the last Andy Griffith Show question that somebody gave me a game. It's called the Trivia, Andy Griffith Show Trivia. And I was looking through those cards, and there are little details that people know about that show that I don't know. And I consider myself a fan, but... I mean, all kinds of stuff. So.
If you are get, an
Go ahead, Kendra.
If you were a new student of Learning University, a little pro tip for you. Just start watching the Andy Griffith Show right now.
That's right. That's right. And
study
and
to show yourself approved.
Study about the platypus. Because that's
right.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say.
I don't know much about that.
No, me either. Hey, thanks for the call,
Mary.
Does
she have a question for us?
Mary, did you have a question for us?
No, I don't today, but next time I will.
All right. Thanks so much. Kendra, are you out of questions?
I have two questions remaining.
Oh, okay.
Why was it called the War of the Roses, and where was Paul shipwrecked? What island?
Ed, how many you got left?
I have two. What was the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal, cold cereal, and what is the only essential vitamin not found in the white potato?
I have one question. I'm not going to add any because we're coming up on the end of the show. Which country produces the most coffee? Which country produces the most coffee? So, Don of Illinois, sir, it is your chance to answer these questions and be a smarter, betterer human being. If he's there.
Oh. Yeah,
hey, Don.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you doing? You going out to rake leaves or something?
He was eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I guess I missed your voice there. But anyway, I'm so glad to get in. This is the first time I've ever got in to call you, and enjoy your program.
Wow. Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just want to answer, and it's the one that Paul, the island that he was shipwrecked on.
Paul was shipwrecked on what island, Don?
Patmos.
No, that is an island. That is an island mentioned in the Book of Revelation. That's where John was sent.
I'll
exiled.
Tell you how good of a guess that is. You made me doubt the question on my answer.
He said it with such authority.
You said it with such authority, I thought. He stumped me. But no, that is not correct.
And so you don't have a question for us, Don?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well,
but I enjoyed the Andy Griffith show, too. I mean, we just watch reruns on that all the time.
Oh, we do, too. And who doesn't enjoy the Andy Griffith show? I mean, it's just a great group of characters and something always happening in Mayberry.
Hey, Don, thanks for your call. We appreciate it, buddy. Have a happy new year. I think we have time for one more. We're going to talk to Steve from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing great, Steve. We're right up at the end of the program. So we're going to have to make this kind of down and dirty. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
About Paul.
Okay, same question. What island was Paul shipwrecked on?
Island of Malta.
That's correct. The island of Malta.
Excellent job, Steve. Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I'll do it real quick.
Okay.
During World War II, the Navy had a supply ship that sole purpose was to produce just one type of food product. What was that food product?
Wow.
I don't know.
Had a supply ship to produce one type of food.
All right, the show's almost over. You got to give us the answer,
oatmeal.
Steve.
Oatmeal.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Wow. Oh, so, yeah, that's how you know you're winning the war. You've got one ship dedicated towards that. Thank you, Steve. All right, let's go with our answers to our remaining questions.
Okay, the War of the Roses was named for the color of the roses. The red was the Lancaster, and the white was the York, the two houses that were fighting.
At war. All right, the first commercially manufactured breakfast cereal was shredded wheat.
Shredded
wheat. Now, that's old. I've actually had some that are from the original.
Right, still in the box.
Yeah, and vitamin A is the only essential vitamin not found in the white potato.
All right, so which country produces the most coffee?
Colombia, maybe?
Ethiopia. Nope. Guatemala.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Brazil. They produce 30% of the world's production with 3 million metric tons
Yikes,
a
that's
year.
A lot of coffee. Bye for now, folks. We'll see you on Monday. For a call.